Today's Amud is Yevamos Chavdal Damar Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Chavdal Damar Aleph. So says the Mishnah that mitzvah begadol liyabim, there's a mitzvah for the oldest brother, for the gadol, for the oldest brother to do the yibam. Vim kadam hakatan zacha, but lemaisa, if one of the younger brothers does yibam, so lemaisa it works. Which means if Reuven dies, and Reuven didn't have any children, and Reuven has a few brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, if Shimon's the oldest brother, so then the mitzvah is for Shimon to go ahead and to do the yibam. Lemaisa, if Levi or Yehuda would go ahead and do it, it would work, but the mitzvah, lechatchila, the mitzvah is really on the gadol, is on the oldest brother for him to do the yibam. The Pesukim discuss an interesting shaila. There's a famous halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Siman Nun Hei Sif Yod, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses an interesting case where you have two children that are born on a Jewish leap year, on the Shana Me'uberes, where there's two Adars, and the first brother, the oldest twin, he's born on the mamish at the end of Adar Rishon. The next brother is born, it could be even just a few minutes later, but right after nightfall, and he's born, and it's already the beginning of Adar Sheni. So the halacha is that 13 years later, by their bar mitzvahs, when there's only one Adar, so the brother who was born second, the brother who was born at the beginning of Adar Sheni, when there's only one Adar, his bar mitzvah is in the beginning of the regular Adar. Whereas the brother who was born at the end of Adar Rishon, his bar mitzvah is going to be at the end of the regular Adar. So their bar mitzvahs are going to be 4 weeks apart. The younger brother is actually going to have his bar mitzvah 4 weeks before the older brother. So that's when it comes to a bar mitzvah. And the shaila is when it comes to all sorts of other halachas, how do we view these brothers? Who's considered the oldest brother? The brother who was born first, or the brother whose birthday in most years is going to be first? L'mashal, and there's a mitzvah for a person to be mechabed his older brother. So which one's considered the older brother? And then our Mishnah, the Mishnah says it's a mitzvah begadol yabim. The mitzvah is for the oldest brother to do the yibam. So which brother is considered the oldest brother? So there's actually a big machlekes ha'paiskim about this, and the sheet of Rav Yaakov Chagiz in Hilchos Ketanis Chelik Bei Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet is that he says it's a gzeiras hakasev in such a case that the younger brother, the Rav Yavei Tzayir, the younger brother is actually considered the oldest with regards to all of these different halachas. The younger brother who was born in the beginning of Adar Sheni, he's actually considered the older brother. It's about him that we say mitzvah begadol yabim. The other brother has a mitzvah to be mechabedim, he's considered the oldest brother in halacha, just like his bar mitzvah is first. The one who has his bar mitzvah first, he is considered the older brother. However, many other paiskim, amongst them the Shvas Yaakov and Chelik Aleph Simentes, they argue, and one of the tainas the Shvas Yaakov has is that otherwise it's going to come out that who the oldest brother is should really change from year to year. One year the younger brother is going to be considered the oldest brother, and the other year the oldest brother is going to be the oldest brother, depending on if there's two Adars and one Adar, which he says that would obviously be preposterous to have such a scenario where who the older brother is depends on the year. Now it happens to be, I believe the Rav Yaakov Chagiz was never saying that it's going to depend on the year. He was saying that it's that always the younger brother who was born in the beginning of the Adar Sheni, he's always considered the older brother because he has his bar mitzvah first. And we go basar whoever has his bar mitzvah first, but al-Kapanim, that's what the Shvas Yaakov Taina is, and therefore he says that it's pashat that avad the one who's born first, even though when it comes to bar mitzvah, when it comes to the chi of mitzvahs, that we say that the younger brother was born in the beginning of the second Adar, he has his bar mitzvah earlier, that's a special day when it comes to bar mitzvah, but with regards to all other halachas, when it comes to yibum, when it comes to kibud av v'aim, honoring your older brother, so then of course the one who was born first, he's considered the older brother. Stam, an interesting nidai. Says the Gemara, now Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa elaborates on the makar for this halacha. Where do we know it from that the mitzvah is begadol liyabim? So it's kedai really to look at the pasuk before we see the Gemara. The pasuk is in Devarim in Perek Chaf Hey Pasuk Vav. Where over there the pasuk after describing Yibam it says Vahaya Bachar Asher Teled. So it says that they do Yibam. Shimon is Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and the pasuk then says Vahaya Bachar Asher Teled, and it will be the oldest boy that's born. So Bepashtis, it sounds like the oldest boy that's born from this relationship of Yibam. Rebam from Shimon with Mrs. Reuven. That's the simple reading of the pasuk, that Vahaya Bachar Asher Teled, that it will be the child that's born from the relationship. So Yakum Al Shem Achiv Hames, so he should be given the name of the brother who died. That's what it sounds like the pasuk is saying. Again, this is all the pasuk pshat. The Gemara is going to say that this is not the pshat in the pasuk, but the simple reading of the pasuk, the pasuk pshat, is that Vahaya Bachar Asher Teled, the boy that's born from this Yibum, so Yakum Al Shev Achiv Hames, so he's going to take on his brother, the dead brother's name, and that will ensure that the dead brother's legacy is perpetuated. It doesn't end. It's not erased. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. However, says the Braisa like this, that when the pasuk says Vahaya Bachar Asher Teled, Vahaya HaBachar, you know who the Bachar is going on? The Bachar is not going on the child that's born from the Maisa Yibum. It's Mikansha Mitzvah Begadol Yabim. We're talking about the Yavam. Vahaya HaBachar means that the Yavam, the oldest brother, the Bachar, he's the one that should go ahead and perform the Yibum. Asher Teled, it says the Bachar, Asher Teled should go and do Yibum. What does it mean? Asher Teled Parad La'ilonus. It's coming to be Lafuke, a case where Mrs. Reuven is an Ilonus. If Mrs. Reuven is an Ilonus, so then there is no Mitzvah of Yibum. She'en Yeledus, because she can't give birth. And this Bachar, this brother, should go, and he should be Yakum Hashem Achiv, and he should go and take over his brother's name, which means Lenachla, which means that he takes over his brother's portion in Yerusha. He takes his brother's portion of the father's estate, of the Yerusha. He takes the brother's the Yerusha. Now says the Braisa, that Ata Imer Lenachla, you're saying that we're talking about the brother, and he's the Bachar, and he's taking over his brother's portion of Nachla. Maybe we're talking about the oldest son. Maybe we're talking about the child that's born from the Maisa Yibam. And it's Yakum Al Shem Achiv means that he should be given the name of the brother, of the dead brother. That Yosef, Kairan Yosef, Yosef. If the dead brother's name is Yosef, I don't know why it doesn't say Reuven. We've been saying Reuven this whole time. Says the Gemara that no, if the dead brother's name is Yosef, so we'll call him Yosef. Yoichanan, Kairan Yosef, Yoichanan. If the dead brother's name is Yoichanan, so then we'll call him Yoichanan. I wonder who they used as the examples of the brothers, if they're calling the dead brother Yoichanan. Okay, whatever it is, but whatever the dead brother's name is, so maybe that's what we should name. That's what the Torah is saying, that there's a mitzvah to name the kid and the dead brother's name. So to that, the Braisa says, and no, that's not the pshat in the pasuk, even though that would seem to be the pasuk pshat, but we have Gzeirah Shavah to teach us that's not the pshat. Rather, Nemar Kan Yakum Al Shem Achiv, it says over here, this idea of being Yakum Al Shem Achiv, V'nemar Lahalan, it says elsewhere by Yerusha, Al Shem Achayim Yikaru B'Nachlasam. So Mas Shem Amar Lahalan Nachla. Just like over there, the word Shem was used in the context of Yerusha, of Nachla. So Af Shem Amar Kan L'Nachla. So also by this parsha where it says Yakum Al Shem Achiv, we're talking about the idea of Nachla. We're not talking about giving a name to the child, the same name as the dead brother. And then when the pasuk says v'lo yimachah shemai, it says, and in this way you'll ensure that his name isn't erased, that the dead brother's name isn't erased. Again, it's not talking about naming the child that name. It's talking about in general having yibum being done. Yibum ensures that v'lo yimachah shemai, that the dead brother's name will not be erased. That's prat l'sris sheshmai machoi. That's coming to exclude a case where Reuven, where the dead brother was a sris, in which case he wasn't able to have children anyways. Anyways, his shame was machoy, his name was erased. He wasn't able to continue his family, his lineage, because he was a sris. And a mela, there will not be a mitzvah vibam. So that's the chiddush of the braisa, is that even though when you look at the pasuk at first glance, it sounds like we're describing the child that's born from the yibam relationship, the gemara, the braisa darshins, and shows us that no, based off of gzeirah shavah, the braisa teaches us that the pasuk is actually shaloi kipshutai, and the pasuk is really talking about the yavam, that bachar asher Teled means the Yavam who's presented a matzev where they're able to have a child, as opposed to if the Mrs. Reuven's an Ilonus, so he should go and he should do Yibam, and like that he takes over his brother's Chedek of Yerusha, and he'll ensure that Lo Yimach HaShemai, unless his brother's anyways a Sris, and then there is no mitzvah of Yibam. That's what the Braisa explains, that's what the Braisa says to explain the Pasuk. Now, Amar Rava, Rava really makes this point that we've been making, that Afal Gav de Bechol HaTayra Kula in Mikra Yaitse Midei Pshutai, even though Kol HaTayra Kula, learn Shnai Mikra, you'll see, there's not one pasuk in the entire Torah that we could say all the drushes in the world that Darshan, it's talking about this and it's talking about that. Lemaisa, you also keep the Pashup Pshat. It's true, we have the drush, but then there's also such a thing called Pshat. There's Paradis, there's Pshat, Remez, Drush inside. The drush doesn't take away from the pshat. All the entire Torah is like that. You might have a drush, but you're also supposed to understand the Torah kipshutai. That's when it comes to the rest of the entire Torah. But hacha, when it comes to this pasuk of Yibam, this is the one exception in the entire Torah. Asoy gzereshava and afik demi pshate legamre. Comes the gzereshava and it tells you not to learn pashup pshat bichlau. You might have thought that you're also supposed to have the pashup pshat. Also, there's this idea of naming the brother al shem achiv ames. No, comes the gzeir shava and shows us that's not at all what the pasuk's talking about. And the pasuk's really talking about the yavam, and that it's the oldest brother that has the mitzvah to do yibam. It's the bechor that does the yibam, and not the other brothers. But it's the one exception where you have a drasha which tells us not to read pashup pshat. Now, the truth is that there is one other pasuk in the Torah which might, depending, it's Machlekes Achrayim, it might also be Yaitzi Mibei Pshutai, and that is the pasuk of Lifnei Iver Leisitein Michshal. The simple reading of the pasuk, Lifnei Iver Leisitein Michshal, means that in front of a blind person, do not put a stumbling block. Now, Chazal Darshan, that what the pasuk really means is that it's referring to giving an Eitza Ra'a to a person. Being Machshal him in an Aveira, giving him bad advice, or being Machshal him in an and an Aveira, so that's what it means, Lefnei Iver, Leisitei Michshal. Like we know, that's the way it's commonly used. Lefnei Iver is to make give someone the ability to do an Aveira. The Minchas Chinuch by Lefnei Iver, by Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, so he's Medaik from the Sefer HaChinuch, that in this Isra of Lefnei Iver, there is no Isser to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. The Isser is only the Drush. The Isser is only giving an Eitzarah, is only being Mach someone in Avera. He's medayik from the chinuch that there is no iser to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man and having him trip on the stumbling block. It's obviously the wrong thing to do. I'm not suggesting to do it, but it's not an iser of lifnei iver leisitein michshal. That's what the minchas chinuch says. And the kashon, the minchas chinuch is really our gemara. As our Rava said, that kol tayra kula, you never have a mikra yaitzei mibdei pshutai except for this pasuk of ahaya b'charesh erteleid. If the minchas chinuch is right, and he asks his kasha on himself, is that if he's right, if his diak, it seems to be a diak from the Sefer HaChinuch like this, so then what's the pshat? How did the chinuch learn our Gemara? It would come out that we have another place where mikra is yaitzi midei pshuta, and that would be by the Isra of Lifnei Iver. Well, I said there are other Ishainim that seem to say otherwise. There's a Yad Raman, Baba Basra, and Perek LeYachbar, and Iskav Zayin, where he says that Lifnei Iver applies even to the pashup pshat, it even applies to putting a stumbling block in front of a blind man, but that was just an interesting idea based on our Gemara. So the Gemara says says Rav again that even though the Pashup Pshat is talking about the child that's born from the Yibam, the Gzereshava shows us that no, we're talking about the Yavam. Now ask the Gemara, really? The Pashup Pshat is that we're talking about the child? Vilav Gzereshava, Hava Amina, Shame, is Shame Amish? You mean to tell me that without the Gzereshava, I really would have thought to say that when it says Yakam al Shem Achiv Ames, it means to name the child the name of the dead brother? Ask the Gemara, how would you read the pasuk like that? If you take a closer look at the pasuk and you want to say that we're talking about the child, the pasuk doesn't seem to read nicely. Because Leman Kamaz Yirachmana, who's the Torah talking to? When the Torah says that you should name the child the same name as the dead brother, who's the Torah talking to? So you'll say, of course, the Yavam. We're talking to the Yavam. The Torah is telling the Yavam, the Torah is telling Shimon that he should name the child Reuven. He should name the child the same name as the dead brother. But if so, the pasuk, it doesn't seem to be the proper grammar. It says Yakum al Shem Achicha mi Baile. Why does it say Yakum al Shem Achiv Hamis? That you should name the child the same name as Achiv, as his brother. You, the Yavam, should name the child after his brother. That doesn't make any sense. The Torah should say, you, the Yavam, should name the same child the same name as your brother, as Achicha mi Baile. It should have said your brother. And so who's the Torah talking to? And Ila Beidina, and if the Torah is telling Bezdin that Bezdin should ensure that the brother names the child Reuven after the dead brother, so then also the grammar is not correct. The pasuk should have said Yaakov al shem achi aviv mibayilei. The Torah should have said Bezdin, make sure that the child is named al shem achi aviv, the same name as the brother of the father, not the same name as his brother. It should have said the same name as the brother of his father. That's what the Torah should have said. So how could you tell me that the pasuk pshat is that we're talking about naming the child after the dead brother? Who would the Torah be talking to? How would you read that into the pasuk? So says the Gemara, V'dilma hachi kamar luhu rachmana, leBezdin. Maybe the Torah is talking to Bezdin, and the Torah is telling Bezdin that Amru leili Yavam, that you have to tell the Yavam, Yakum al shem achiv, that you should name the brother, and Bezdin should tell the Yavam to name the brother to name the child after his brother. So Bezdin, the Torah is talking to Bezdin and saying, go tell Shimon that he should name the child after his brother, referring to Shimon's brother. That's how you could have read the pasuk. That would have been the pashup shat. Ela asoy gzeira shava and afikte legamre. But comes along the gzeira shava and it tells us to ignore the pashup shat and to read the pasuk as talking about the yava. Now ask the Gemara now a series of questions. Based off the fact that now we're saying Vahaya Bachar Asher Teled, that Bachar is going on the Yavam, that the Yavam is the Bachar, and the oldest brother is the Bachar, and he should go ahead and do the Yibam. So the Gemara has a series of questions. Question number one, ask the Gemara that Hashtad Amrit Krabi Gadol Ksiv, now that you tell me that the Pasuk is talking about the Yavam, it's talking about the oldest brother, so Ema Bachar Liyabim, Pashat Lo Liyabim. Maybe we should say from here that the only person who could do Yibam is a Bechar. Only a firstborn brother is able to do Yibam. But any Pashut, a Pashut means a non-firstborn. Any Pashut, any non-firstborn, any non-Bechar, so maybe he has no mitzvah to do Yibam. Anytime Shimon is not the Bechar, so maybe there shouldn't be a mitzvah of Yibam. So says the Gemara that that's an impossibility. It's true, I understand why you might have thought to read the Pasuk like that, but it's impossible to walk away from the Torah thinking like that, because Imkain Ashis Achiv Shahaya Bailamai Demiat Rahmana Lamali. Why would I need the Torah to teach us that Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav, that there's no mitzvah of Yibam when you have Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai? If anyways Yibam is only by the Bechar, so of course the newborn brother, baby Levi, who we've always referred to him as, of course baby Levi is not going to have a mitzvah of Yibam because he's a Pashut, he's not a Bechar. So why would the Torah need to tell me that baby Levi can't do Yibam if anyways Yibam is always just by a Bechar? Elamai, you see that Yibam could be even by a Pashut. Even a Pashut is able to do the mitzvah of Yibam. It's not just a Bechar. But Parach Ravacha, would you ask Ravacha, then no, it's not true. It could be I need the Torah to be Mamai, baby Levi, even though he's not the Bechar from Minaav, but Ve'imelim Ute Bechra De'ima. Maybe it's because baby Levi is a Bechar from his mother. And Yibam is only by a Bechar, but it could even be a Bechar from the mother. And so maybe that's why I need the Torah to be mamayit baby Levi, that Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai is eligible for Yibam. But really, Yibam is only by a Bechar? So says the Gemara, no, because Ahu Lai Matzis Amrit, you can't say that. The Yibam ben Nachla Talar Rachmano, we know that Yibam has to do with Nachla, ben Nachla min Av Ulai min Aim. And Nachla is only Talui in the father, it's not Talui in the mother. So if the Torah is being mamayit Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, or if the Torah is telling us that Yibam is only by a Bechar, Avada, the whole parish of Yibam is always on the Av side of the family. It's always about Mina Av. So if the Torah had some sort of hakpada that it has to be a Bechar, Avada would mean a Bechar Mina Av. A Bechar Mina Aim would be totally irrelevant. And therefore, from the fact that I see that the Torah tells us that baby Levi does not do Yibam, it must be that Be'etzem, even a non-Bechar, even a Pashut, does have a mitzvah of Yibam. However, ask the Gemara another kasha that ve'ema ki'ika bechar teskayim mitzvah yibam. Maybe, fine, you're right, a pashut could clearly do yibam, but maybe only when there is a bechar. Only when the bechar is alive and the bechar then activates the mitzvah of Yibum, so then even a Pashat, even one of the other brothers, can go ahead and actually do the Yibum Bepayel. But it has to be that the Bechor is alive. But so long as the Bechor isn't even alive, so then there's nothing that could even activate the mitzvah of Yibum. Ki lek a Bechor, light the sky in mitzvah Yibum. But if there is no Bechor, so then we won't even have the mitzvah of Yibum. Maybe at least we should say it like that. However, the Gemara says that no. Because Amar Kra, the Torah tells us, Umeis Echon Mehem. The Torah says you have two brothers, and one of them dies, so then the other one does Yibum. So it's mashma, milo yaskinan, the mizbechar, that the Torah is even talking about a case where the bechar dies. It says, umeis echan mehem. It sounds like it doesn't matter which one dies. One of them dies, the other one does Yibum. So it doesn't matter if it's the bechar who died, and then it's the younger brother who's doing Yibum, or it's the younger brother who dies, and the bechar who does Yibum. Either way, you have a mitzvah of Yibum, vam rachmana liyabim katan. It sounds like it's even if the bechar dies, the Torah is still saying that the katan, the younger brother, should go ahead and do Yibum. To which the Gemara says, and no, the ima the miskatan va'am rachman al yabim bechar. Maybe I'll be madcha, maybe I could say that the Torah is referring specifically, even though it's a little bit of a daichik, but maybe I'll say that the Torah is referring specifically to a case where the younger brother dies, and the Torah is telling the bechar, it's telling the older brother to go ahead and do the Yibum. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be, because hamiyat rachmana eishes achiv shohaya baylamai. It's in this pasuk discussing two brothers where the Torah gives us the miyat of eishes achiv shohaya baylamai. That's that. So if there's a miyat of eishes achiv shohaya baylamai, even by two brothers, so that could only be because the older brother died, and then the baby is the second brother who's then born. And it clearly that means that be'etzem there would be a mitzvah of Yibam, if not for the fact that he was lehaya baylamai at the same time. But be'etzem, there would be a mitzvah Yibam, even though the Bechar had died. From the fact that we have the miyat of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Baylamai in the case of two brothers, so that could only be when the Bechar died. And still be'etzem, there's a mitzvah of Yibam, if not for the fact that he was an Eishes Achiv Shohaya Baylamai. So you see that Yibam exists even when the Bechar is no longer alive. So ask the Gemara a different kasha now, that ve'ima ki leka bechar, maybe only when there's no bechar, so that's when kadam katan zacha. That's when the halacha is that if a younger brother goes ahead and does the yibum, so lamaisa it works. But ve'ika bechar, but if there is a bechar that's there, so then kadam katan loy zacha. So then if a younger brother goes ahead and does the yibum, it doesn't even work b'di'evet. Maybe when there's a bechar, there's a mitzvah of yibum, and the katan is not able to do it. It's true, Yibum could be performed when there's no Bechar. But it's only when there's no Bechar. But when there is a Bechar, so then the Bechar has to be the one that does the Yibum. So Gemara says that that's not true. Because Amar Kra, the Torah says, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov. The Torah groups together the two brothers. It says that when you have two brothers that are around, so huksha yeshiva achazelazeh. So the Torah has a hekish, one brother to the next. So just like the Bechar could do the Yibum, so too the Katan could do the Yibum, even when the Bechar is there, when they're hookish to each other, that both of them have the mitzvah equally. Now ask the Gemara, Ve'ema ki'ika bechar lihadar agado. Maybe the only time we care about going to the older brother is when you have a bechar. It's only when you have the firstborn child. But kileka bechar ain chayzer neitzel gadol. But when there's no bechar, when you don't have the firstborn child, so then we don't care anymore about the oldest. There's no din of oldest. There's just a din of bechar. The lashon of the pasuk is vaya a bechar asher teled. So maybe the mitzvah of going to the oldest brother is not really a mitzvah to go to the oldest brother. It's a mitzvah to go to the bechar. If there's no bechar, there's no difference of the older brother, younger brother. There's no din of going to an eldest brother. The din is just to go to the bechar. Abaye Kashisha. So then why is it that Abaye Kashisha taught us that mitzvah begadol liyabim, there's a mitzvah for the eldest brother to do yibam, and loy ratza if he doesn't want to, so then holchem etzel achiv hakatan, so then we go to the next one down, and loy ratza chayzer etzel gadol, and it's only if they keep not wanting to, so then we go back to the oldest of all the brothers. Why is there a din to, for an older brother to do the yibam? The din should only be on the bechar. So says the Gemara, because kibachar, it's all learnt out from the Bechar. There was no din ever that there's some sort of hakpada that the Bechar, the firstborn child, should do the Yibam. Ma Bechar bechurasai gam regarmalai. The Bechar is not that he was the Bechar. It's just the fact that he was the oldest. It's just the fact that he was the first one. That's what caused him that he had the bigger mitzvah. Sa'av gadol gedulasai garmalai. So it's the same thing by any older brothers. It's the fact that he's older. That's what the Torah cares about, that he should do the Yibam. It was never a din on the Bechar. The whole whole din of Bukhar even was not because he was the Bukhar, it was just a din of because he was the eldest. So ask the Gemara, Ve'ima ki miyabim Bukhar lishkol nachla. Maybe it's only though when you have the oldest brother doing the Yibam, so that's when you then continue reading the Hemshech of the Pasuk, and you say that he takes over his brother's Yerusha. But ki miyabim Pashad loy lishkol nachla. But when a non-Bukhar does Yibam, so then he doesn't take his brother's Yerusha. Maybe the Hemshech of the Pasuk, which says that he takes over his brother's Yerusha, maybe that's dafka by a Bukhar. So says the Gemara, no, that's not true, because Amar Kra Yakum al Shem Achiv. The Torah says Yakum al Shem Achiv, that he goes and he takes his brother's place. So Varekam Lumaisif, the other brother did the Yibam, so he took over his brother's place. So Mameli is going to take over for his brother's Yerusha as well. I'm not going to care whether or not he's actually the Bukhar or if he's a Pashut. So says the Gemara, wait a second. So after all of this is said and done, so Vela Bukhar de Kari Rahmana Lamai Hilchasa. So why does the Torah even call him a Bukhar? If really the only thing we care about is that he's the oldest brother, so why does the Torah Bechlal call him a Bechar? There doesn't seem to be any sort of halacha that's limited to him being a Bechar. So why does the Torah call him a Bechar? Zokt Rashi on the top of Chavtal Namabeis, Lichtev Gadol. The Torah could have just said that the Gadol should do the Yibam. It doesn't have to say the Bechar should do the Yibam. So why does the Torah specify this word? Why does it use this word Bechar if we're really just describing the eldest brother? Says the Gemara Ligri Usa. We're coming to say a chumrah against him. Bukhar really teaches us something which actually tells us something which makes it more difficult, more, it's a halacha that's sort of against the yavam. And what's that halacha? That ma bukhar, we compare the yavam to a bukhar. Ma bukhar inu naito baroi kamuchsak, afhai inu naito baroi kamuchsak. So the halacha is any time a father dies, so the children, the boys, the sons, they all the yarshin from his father. So now the oldest son, the Bukhar, he takes a double portion, and then everything else, and then everyone else gets one portion, but the Bukhar gets a double portion. That's all true about the assets that the father has presently with him at the time that he dies. But let's say there's someone that owes him money. Someone owes him $100,000. So when it comes to that $100,000 that somebody else owes him, that's called ro'i. That's not called muhsak. It's not something that the father presently has. It's money that's roi loy. It's money that's owed to him. When it comes to money that's roi loy, that's just owed to the father, so the halacha is that the Bukhar does not get a double portion in that money. When it comes to that money, all the brothers split it equally. That's the halacha by Bukhar. So says the Gemara, the reason why the Torah calls the Yavam a Bukhar, even though really we just care about him being the oldest, is to teach us this halacha, which actually works not in his favor. That he's treated like a Bukhar. That just like a Bukhar, in a Neitel Baroi Kamuchsak, Kibbe Muchsak, he doesn't take Roy the double portion like he does by Muchsak, by things that are already Muchsak in the hands of the father. Afhai, so too with the Yavam, Ainu Naitel Baroy Kamuchsak. Even though he takes a double portion because he takes his brother's portion as well, he takes the dead brother's, he takes Reuven's portion as well, but that's only from the assets that the father currently has. Anything that's just Roy, so then he does not take his brother's portion, then everybody divides it equally. That's why the Torah calls him a Bukhar. Yeah.